Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you guys that are sitting here on the step, you want to like turn around and face me? I'm right up here, you guys. Hi. Hi. How's everybody doing today?
Good.
You guys enjoying your summer break?
Yes.
Good. Good. So today is a really special day in the church. Did anybody catch what today is called? The day of Pentecost. That's right. Today of Pentecost. That's a really special day in the church year because today is the day when we celebrate the Holy Spirit coming to the believers in Jerusalem 50 days after Jesus rose from the dead on Easter. So I just read a really long passage talking about what happened that day. There were some really amazing things that happened. Does anybody remember some of the things that happened on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came? What happened? Ellie? Okay, they got to speak different languages, right? That's amazing. What did they look like? JoJo. They had tongues of fire on their heads. Can you imagine having fire on your head and it wouldn't burn you? That's amazing. And they could hear a big sound too. What did they hear?
A big wind sound.
A big wind sound, right? A loud rushing wind. So there's all these different ways that we describe the Holy Spirit, with wind and with fire, right? And so I wanted to kind of show you another way to think about the Holy Spirit. I brought something with me. What do I have here?
A flashlight.
A flashlight, right? So I thought, you know, on a big Holy Spirit day, it'd be good to talk about the light, right? The Holy Spirit brings the light of Christ into our lives. So it's kind of like when you turn on a flashlight. Did it turn on?
Yeah.
What's wrong with this thing?
It
you know what? We don't need it to work because, you know, I can do this without it working, don't you think? Right? If God can make the disciples speak languages they didn't know, certainly Pastor can make this illustration work for a children's message, even if it doesn't work with a flashlight, right? Don't you think that'll work? Okay, well, maybe what we should do, since God is so amazing, maybe we should ask God to help us turn the flashlight on. Do you think that would help?
No.
You don't think it would help if we ask God to help us turn the flashlight on? Let's see. Maybe what we should do is just speak it. Speak to it, right? We're all Christians. We have the Holy Spirit. We could say, flashlight, turn on. You guys say that with me. Flashlight, turn on. Did it work? Nope, it didn't work. Oh, I know. What if we, like, lay hands on it, right? Like, what if we all touched it and say, here, flashlight, turn on, right? Maybe if we all touched it. Can you guys touch it? We need a lot of Holy Spirit power. A lot of Holy Spirit power. Everybody touch it? Everybody touch the flashlight? Everybody touch the flashlight? Everybody touch the flashlight? Is it going to work now, you think?
No.
You know what? All those believers in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, they spoke different languages they didn't know. Maybe we need to speak a different language. Here. In Spanish, if you want to tell a flashlight to turn on, you say, Enciende. Can you say that with me? Enciende. It's not working. What do you think would work?
Batteries.
There's no batteries in there. I just happen to have some batteries right here. Look at this. Look how ordinary this solution is. Just put some batteries, and it turns on. Isn't that amazing? You know what's also really interesting about that is even though we put batteries in here, and that seems like such a simple thing, yet we can still say that God helped us turn this flashlight on. Why can we say that? It kind of feels like I just put batteries in there, right? But how can we say that God helped me turn this on? Because God made the people that made the batteries, right? Everything that we have, everything is a gift from God himself. And you know what? The Holy Spirit uses very ordinary ways to accomplish his work in the world. He uses ordinary people like you and me. He uses ordinary inventions like batteries to give things power. And you know what else? The Holy Spirit uses some other very ordinary stuff to do his work. We just got to see with little baby Navy over there how the Lord, the Holy Spirit, uses ordinary water combined with his word to bring life and salvation to us in baptism. Isn't that really cool? The Holy Spirit also uses things like when we read the Bible, or when we hear someone teach the Bible to us, or tell us about Jesus, when we hear a sermon. The Holy Spirit uses those ordinary people and those ordinary words to do his work. So we don't always have to expect that the Holy Spirit is always going to show up with fire on our heads, or allow us to speak different languages, or just be able to speak things into existence. Sometimes the Holy Spirit just works in ordinary ways with ordinary people. And you know what? We give thanks to God for that, especially on the day of Pentecost. So let's say a prayer to God and let's thank him for that. You guys can fold your hands and bow your heads and you can repeat after me. Dear God, we thank you for sending the Spirit to work in ordinary ways. Help us to be holy and to be faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you guys so much. You can go back and sit with your moms and dads.